Today, February 12th, 2019. It's another snow day for most of Michigan. We've been plagued by severe winter weather this year. It seems like Mother Nature doesn't like us. But it makes me think, as our district has day seven, which is one more than what's allotted in our normal schedule, and many districts are starting to enter the teens of snow days, which means they're going to have to extend their school year because we have state law that requires 180 days and 1,098 hours. It makes me think, why aren't we taking learning off the clock? Why do we have these arbitrary numbers that say 180 days is how long a student needs to be in school, 1098 hours is how long a student needs to have instruction? Where do those numbers really come from? Because I have been teaching 18 years, I've seen students who get it right away. And I see students that leave my class at the end of the year, and I'm still hoping that they'll eventually get it. I see students that rapidly understand concepts and other students that need it re-explained over and over. I see students that get it on the pre-test and other students that need a re-test. So why does education work this way? Why are districts really worried because they need to add days? Because we know that doesn't work. When you publish the yearly calendar, parents sit at home and go, I can take a vacation here and here, and they're already done. This is just a burden on teachers because students will miss those makeup days. And if we try to add days at the end of the calendar, it's going to interfere with parents' summer vacation plans, students' travel, sports plans, and all the other wonderful activities that our community does. I know my children typically, the week after school gets out, enjoy a nature center camp at Stony Creek Metro Park. It's always scheduled then, and in fact, last year we were still in school because some districts went longer than others. So what can we do? Wouldn't it be a novel idea if we took learning off the clock and said, when you get the concepts, when you've mastered the learning essentials for grade level or subject area, you're done. You're done. Because we know that some of those days at the end of the year are wasted to parties and celebrations while teachers try to reassess students that have lagged behind. We know that some of those days are filled with partially emptied classrooms as families have left for summer or, worse yet, for travel sports. So why can't we focus on students learning and say when students learn this, they get to stop coming? Wouldn't that be a great motivator for students that don't like school? Hey, here's when we can assess, and if you pass this assessment, you're done with this class. Maybe this doesn't totally work on an elementary level, and we can start blending it in as we get older, but we need to get away from this day and hour schedule for learning. Because does everybody learn at the same rate, on the same schedule? Look around your workplace. Does everybody work the same rate, same level? Do two mechanics change the oil at the same speed? Do two cashiers check out the same number of items at the same rate? Or serve the same number of hamburgers at the checkout counter? I know when I check out, I look for the line that's moving faster. I know I have students that move faster because they want to get done and because they know it. If we look at those two things instead of stamping how many hours they went in their seat, we would be focused on the right thing and stop looking at schools as this daycare provider. Because when we look out at social media on a snow day, we do see parents concerned about where their kids are going to go, because that's really what they think of school. And when they start talking about adding days, parents are like, no, my kid needs to go on vacation. No, my child has travel sports. No, I want to enjoy my summer. Because they don't want to go longer. The kids don't want to go longer. We can't control the weather. There are many tools we could use these days to extend learning so that if students wanted to learn, they could learn from home. Look out on social media, follow AP teacher. They're worried because those exam dates are set in stone. Students have to learn it by then, and then they'll be done. So why don't we follow that model and just say, students, when you're done with our learning targets for the year, you're done. And yes, we need to accept that some students will be done sooner. And that will be great for our classroom because as those students leave, we can focus our efforts on the students more in need. I know this is challenging people's thinking. I know that it's not perfect because I'm sure there are flaws in my thinking because I'm only seeing it from my vantage point. So I'd love to hear your ideas on this topic. I'd love for you to stay curious on how we can make learning not be measured by a clock. Have an awesome day and stay curious, my friends.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.